Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amacron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here to have another wonderful program. Today's Wednesday. So, we'll see if Sylvia's on board here. And are you out there, Sylvia?
Yes, I'm here, and hello, and welcome, everyone. It's wonderful to be with you tonight. It's Wednesday, and April 7th, we're coming to you live, and we're basically here to bring the Lightship to you, and Ron Amatron is the ambassador from the Lightship, and the Lightship is here to do the ascension process and to help everyone to connect with their own divinity within themselves and to stop searching outside of themselves to find their own truth and their connection to the divine. So Ron basically has come forth with these healings and this radio show to help us all get heart-centered and get connected to our own divinity. So on that note, it would be great, Ron, if we could kind of get the show started tonight by getting everyone nice and heart-centered and maybe have everyone bring up the light being in front of them on their monitor screen and we can get going.
Well, that sounds wonderful. So let's do that now. So bring up your light being, please. And if you don't know where it's at, just scroll down about an inch on your scroll bar and look for it there. And here we go. So let's activate the light being. You may watch the colors change. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. They should feel the lightning energy there. And we'll bring in, this is only one female coming in, so we'll bring in a couple more. We'll bring in three for you. So here they come. So stronger, 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 stronger. That's feeling good. Stronger, 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 and stronger. So, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, well, let's see. I'll just make a couple of announcements real quick. One is that if you'd like to interact with us during this hour, you can do it through two different ways. One is you could call the station and come on live and ask Ron whatever questions you have about the Lightship, or maybe even request a sample of one of his many Creation Lightship healings. So if you'd like to call in, the call-in number is 888-815-9756. That's, again, 888-815-9756. So we would love to hear from you. And you can also, if you can't call in and be on your computer at the same time, you can use the Fast Chat window. Just click on the link for BBS Fast Chat, and you can bring that up and type in your questions and requests. So that'll be very nice to hear from you. And you can also comment that way on anything you're experiencing as you're working with the light beings and so on. We're going to be talking about some brand new healings that are on the Creation Lightship page, on the actual website of Ron's, including the new online 7-generation clearing. And this is clearing opportunities to actually go through the genetics that you're dealing with back to 7 generations. As you probably know, the things that happened in your ancestors' lives, the densities and traumas and things that they stored as cellular memory, can be passed on to our DNA. And so what you're dealing with in your life now can actually be what was given to you genetically And so this is a wonderful opportunity for clearing that. We'll be talking about that throughout the hour and announcements about upcoming special healing sessions and clearing sessions that will be coming up this weekend and later on in the month. So what, do you like to get started with questions, or do you want to do a emotional clearing for everyone first before we get into that, Ron?
Sure, let's go do some emotional clearing. So why don't you pick a situation that you dealt with that happened to you in the last maybe 5 days or so here, something that's pretty recent, and just think of that right now, and we'll clear it. So here we go, and then I'll do 5 days. So here we go. Just think of the one thing. So 5 days ago cleared. I'll clear the one thing to start over again here. So we'll clear the one issue. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That one's cleared. So just look at it now and just see if it's released from you. The charge should be released, emotional distress or whatever you're dealing with, fear, anger, trauma should be very, very distant to you. Now I'll do the next, the last 5 days for just basic issues that you may not understand or know about. Here we go. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. There we go. Do a feeling body. Again, think of an issue. So we'll just clear that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There we go. And we'll clear out 5 days of the emotions, which are actually the feelings that are actually a stronger energy sometimes for some people. Normally the emotional body clears out almost everything, but some people just live in their feeling body. So here we go, feeling body, last 5 days. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And we'll do a mental clearing here. So think of a situation that maybe kind of had you, maybe even mind looping would work, thinking the same thoughts over again. Think of a situation now. So we'll clear that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's cleared, and we'll go back and do 5 days of a mental clearing. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you again.
All righty, so let me just take a look here at the fast chat window. Let's see, there's a question about the clearing that you have, that's the spirit fetus infusion, and the question is whether or not this is the healing that can clear illness DNA patterns.
I would say probably yes. That's what it's basically for, so that you're able to go back and rewrite your history. So that's what that one is for, to reprogram maybe talents in you, and also to reprogram physical problems. So that's what it's designed for, so that's why we have it. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so let's see. Would you let's just take a minute to introduce the weekend sessions that are coming up. So maybe everyone wants to grab a pen or a pencil and some paper and make note of a few of the upcoming dates, because there's some incredible healing sessions coming up that you'll definitely want to find out about and make a note of. So I hope everybody's got their pen handy by now. And Ron, can we review those dates?
Yep, we're having the 4-hour ascension call on the 17th. And then we have from there 3 back-to-back Sundays starting on the 18th. These are the special 8-hour calls for alien life form removals. We're in the quarantine room. And I'll get my calendar out here quickly here. So the dates are, for the 8-hour ones, it will be the 18th of April, 25th. And the 2nd of May. So these will be wonderful calls to be on. If you're interested, you can just go to the top of the website here and use PayPal. It's $200 per person. If you have a spouse or somebody living with you, then they're $100. Children under 18 are free. and children above that would be $100 also. So family members basically are $100 after you pay for yourself. And you're getting 28 hours of healing, so it's quite wonderful. And the calls go by very quickly. So back to you, Sylvia. Get rid of these ET life forms out of us.
All right. Well, we have a request from Marianne on the fast chat, and I'm sure other people would appreciate this also. And the request is for a heartbreak clearing.
Okay, so here we go. Take a deep breath, and we'll release this energy here. So stronger, stronger, work with the heart chakra, stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's do a chakra alignment here. So moving to your heart center, repositioning that. There we go, throat chakra, third eye. And below the heart, power chakra, second chakra, and first chakra. Wonderful. So here we go again. Let's do an opening for everybody. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
All right. Well, for people that are just tuning in, we would love to hear from anyone that would like to talk about the ascension, the creation lightship, and any of the clearings that Ron offers from the lightship. So I'll give you the phone number if you'd like to call. The number is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. So you can call in and ask any questions that you have. We're talking about ascension, about the creation lightship, about the healing process, and about the different clearings that are available from the lightship. So please go ahead and give a call if you like. And let's see. I'm just looking to see if there's any other questions on the fast chat here. That's another way of communicating. Let's see. I see, Ron, a request for an abandonment clearing sample.
Okay, so that's probably more recent. So let's think of an issue that you may have for abandonment. It could be anything. We'll clear that out. So just think of it right now. So I'll count to five. It'll be released from you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. That's released. And let's now go and go back the last 5 days. Is there something else that's there? Maybe there could be a couple of issues. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay? Now let's do a pain body release here. So think of pain in your body that you may have. And I think you may have that now, so let's do that. So here we go. Count to five to release it. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go back 5 days. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you again.
Okay, great. So what I'd like to do for a few minutes now is talk about the new Seven Generation page, which I'm just looking at actually for the first time. And this is really interesting. So the first thing I was curious about, maybe you could explain so I would understand this better myself and the listeners also. So you're actually going back seven generations, but you also talk about 49 generations. So could you explain that aspect?
Yeah, the first clearing that people normally have in the seven generational clearing, this goes back to seven generations. And then we also go back seven of those. So you're actually going back, if you choose to do all of them, would be up to 49 generations. So the first clearing is $200. And then everyone after that in the series would be $50. And you want to do them in order. So this is designed for somebody who has done the initial clearing. And we'll just say that what comes up first here on the first setting is the abduction clearing. And maybe you realize that maybe you have genetic problems with being abducted. So from there you can go to number two, which is the 7th generation 8 to 14 clearing. And that goes back further. And you can clear that out. And that one's $50. And then if you think you need more of this here, then you can go to number 3, which is 15 to 21. And number 4, which is 22 to 28. And number 5 is 29 to 35. 6 is 36 to 42. And the last one is 43 to 49. So it goes back a long ways. Now, I would assume that you probably don't need all of these, but we went up to 7 generations past, in a segment of time 7, so we went to 49. I would think most people, the first 7 generational clearing would more than likely solve most of their stuff, their problems that they're dealing with, but maybe you might need to do number 2, which is 8 to 14, to go back a little bit deeper and to get more of this genetic energy released from you. And The price will change automatically once you click on it, but you have to do the first one first, 1 through 7. So you might want to read, if you have it up, Sylvia, what we have here for clearings. That might just help people out. They might understand more of what we're doing here. There's quite a few of them, though. I don't know if we got 43 listed here. Maybe you just pick maybe a half a dozen of them and kind of mention those for the people.
Oh, okay, great. All right, so like Ron mentioned, the first one is abduction clearing, so that would obviously be for people who've been experiencing that back through their genetic ancestry. There's ones for addictions. I'm sure that would be a popular one because that could cover a lot of different things. Anger body, anxiety, blood clearing, chakra system for cloned bodies. Curses, hexes, and spells, ego, mind, body disconnection, emotional body clearing, entities, fear, food addiction, infection body, judgment clearing, loneliness clearing, martyr, mental body, mind looping, pain body, poverty clearing. Yeah, that one, that sounds very interesting because people have that consciousness that comes forward from their ancestors and keeps them held in that. Religious indoctrination, sensory body, sexual clearing, slavery clearing. I'm sure that's got to be very interesting going back. Spiritual abandonment, trauma body, victim body. So there's many, many more, but that's great, Ron. What a gift. That's amazing because, it seems like there's different categories, I guess, of clearing. There's clearing the spirit, clearing this lifetime, and then things like this, which go back through the genetics and clean out. So as you're cleaning out your ancestors, then the DNA and so forth that's been brought forward into your body in this lifetime is actually going to change as these energies are cleared?
Yeah, they change everybody above you that's living too. And it can also go sideways to maybe other people, maybe possible relatives, and can sometimes affect other people around you. I don't know how that works, but cause it's mainly designed to work with your DNA, but it can affect other people. Maybe because as you're doing that clearing, if you have entities that come into you, it's very possible that they're getting cleared out of other people around you too. Remember, whatever is in your body as you're doing this here, if you have entities that are attached through your genetics that body hop, you know, from, you know, maybe lifetime to lifetime of somebody who's living, and they go to someone else, they're also being cleaned out. So that's one benefit. So there's quite a few there. If you wanted to view the page, just go to creationlightship.com, then /, and just type in 7, SEVENGENS.PHP, and that's the page that you could look at. So it's 7, SEVENGENS.PHP, and that'd be after the creationlightship.com. That's a new page that we just put up here to help people out. A lot of people requesting that we go deeper with the seventh generation. They, you know, I've had probably half a dozen people ask me the last 6 months to put something up more, so this is what we're doing. And like I said, the first one is $200 to do the seven generations, and after that, they're all $50 a piece. And like I said, you probably don't need all of those. You may just need one additional clearing, so that's why we put it up that way. And, you know, there are people out there who maybe realize that they've been around for a long time and want to get this stuff out of them, especially addictions and abductions. Those are probably the two main ones. But the page is up now, so you can do these clearings if you wish. We're bringing forth some other new pages coming up here, and it'll be a lot of fun here. So I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia. We have some questions on the fast chat. And by all means, if you want to call in, do so. That'd be wonderful.
So just a little bit more than on this clearing. So let's say somebody was dealing with maybe just alcohol addiction, just for an example, and they know that their, you know, parents had that and their parents and so on and so forth. So would there be a clearing you would recommend to them to do first, or could they just kind of jump right into this seven-generation clearing?
Yeah, you first want to do the initial clearing for this lifetime naturally. So if you have an addiction for, like, alcoholism, you want to do this lifetime. And then from there, what you want to do is the seven generations. That'll go back to probably about 1850 to 1900s. And you might realize and see things maybe in the, say, Roman days or something, that you have a problem with drinking. Maybe you have visions of that. So you may want to go back maybe to, you know, quite a ways back, maybe 500 AD or something. So just keep doing the clearings. And, you know, you have the intuition, ask your spirit how far you have to go back to get this thing out of you. Because remember, these entities do body hop from time to time, and they could be with you from, you know, 500 AD and making you, you know, drink, unfortunately, or do whatever you're doing. So this is why it's up there, is to get rid of these energies. So it's just kind of a must to go back that far. Remember, when Jesus walked the earth, he was doing seven generational clearings. And we're a long ways from that now, so this is why we put up the extra ones. But any type of condition that you have could be a problem, and it could go back further than the seven generations. But hopefully that's all that you may need.
Well, it's really, really interesting, Ron, because, you know, you've talked so many times before about the ascension process and how at the last ascension time, the Earth didn't, the Earth Spirit chose not to ascend because it knew that enough people weren't prepared. And so the normal shift that would have happened at that time that would have cleaned out a lot of the densities that people are carrying didn't happen. And so for us now, genetically speaking, we're actually carrying a lot more with us, which is what you've said is one of the main reasons that keeps people from healing rapidly, is because they're just carrying so much density. So in those particular areas, as needed for people, they could go back to that time period or even before, as if what I'm seeing is, if I'm getting this right, is they could go back up to seven times seven generations, as far back as needed to kind of clear that out of themselves.
Yeah, so everybody will understand once they do it how they feel. Remember, you're using your own body to be the barometer on if this is helping you or not and how much further you may need to go. And what I would do personally is just probably maybe you first do one of them and wait about a week and just see how your body's responding. Remember, you might have particular days in your life, maybe the weekend, maybe using that analogy, like if you're an alcoholic or something and you want to get that drink or two, or maybe you have you enjoy having wine every night, you know, with your meal or something, not knowing why, but you seem to be compelled to have that, you know, wait about a week and just see what happens. And maybe it might disappear from you. Maybe instead of it driving you, you'll be able to have the free choice, free will to, you know, choose not to have something happen in your life. And this is kind of what it's all about, is to allow yourself the freedom and to be at free choice of what your choices are, instead of being controlled by, you know, what's controlling you that you may not even know anything about. So, and this will get rid of entities also. And the entity clearing I would highly recommend doing to get these things out of you, because they do body hop. In fact, we'll do an entity clearing now. So let's get the ones that are entities that kind of came about from your grandparents here. We'll get those ones that body hop to you. So these are your own particular grandparents and entities that came across from them to you. So here we go. I'll count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There you might feel the energy shifting. And I'll get rid of entities that maybe have come into you, have been living with you for a long time. Remember, they live in your body genetics. So like we mentioned earlier, 500 AD, let's release these energies. So here we go. So hang on to see what happens. So again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Sylvia. Back to you again.
Okay, great. Well, I'm glad that you did the entity clearing. That's the next thing I was going to ask for, because we had a request on the fast chat for that, so that's great. And then we have some questions about people that are interested in the generational clearings, but maybe they themselves are parents or their grandparents. What's the best way to go about starting? Would you purchase the clearing for your child or your grandchild, and then have the clearings work back through you in that way?
Yeah, that's what I'd highly recommend doing, probably, because that way everybody underneath you is getting the clearing, plus you're getting it also. It won't be as effective for you, especially if you have like a grandchild, but still it'll clear them out, clean out your children, and then work to you. You'd be the third generation on the line there. That's what I would recommend doing, is to do it that way. That way you're going to have a clearing of everything, and they're going to have a clearing too, which normally you all know that when you have a clearing, normally your life gets better, because the people around you also get that same clearing. And when that happens, as long as you're not upset because the negativity that they were dealing with, you know, got lost, normally people don't relate to that too much, but once it's released and they feel better and have a much better life, and things are taken away from them instantly. Remember, on absentee healings, it takes probably about 3 days to have these energies work for you. But I'd recommend doing, you know, your children or, you know, maybe even your grandchildren if you're old enough to have that done. And that way you benefit, and so does everybody else, and it makes, you know, your events that you go to typically, you know, like family reunions, you know, Christmas time and different events that are special, those energies kind of like take away the stuff that you're dealing with. And it's much better life having seen people that don't bring up the old issues. Remember, because the history will repeat itself, and they'll bring it up and stir the pot up around you and around them and everybody else. So it's really nice to have clearings for your family members and or loved ones, relatives. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay. Well, we have a question here from Everett, and I'm not 100% clear on the question, so maybe, Everett, you can clarify. But he's asking if there is a suggested clearing to start with and then go on to the next clearing from there, and so on, for new visitors to the site. So I'm not sure if he's referring in general or to the seven generation that we're talking about. So maybe, Everett, you can clear that up. But you want to address that while we're waiting for his clarification to come in?
Yeah, if you're an older person, well, the first two to get, and it depends which one you want to go to first, is the barcode taken off of you, or the death barcode. So that's a very important one. And then the other one is the emotional clearing, your whole lifetime emotional clearing. So on the death barcode, if you realize that you had a close call with death, and we'll just say that you're 15 and maybe you were in a car accident or something, or maybe you slipped off the side of a mountain or whatever, and that was a time to leave, then you may want to get the death barcodes taken off first. Normally, younger people don't have that type of situation, but you could be listening here and maybe have that. Typically, I'd say if you're over 30, you'd probably want to do the death barcode, because you probably have already went through maybe one or two of those. So if you're definitely, you know, say 40, you know, I'd recommend doing the death barcode first. And then after that, do the emotional clearing. But both of those are very, very, very important. And that's what I would recommend doing. As you get your emotions cleaned out, you start living life better, and the negativity around you starts to drop off, and the friends that you may have had that keep recycling their stuff that you don't want to live in any longer because you had yours cleaned out, you have two choices, either to have new friends, or if you really like that person, you may want to clear them out too. And that way your life will be better with them. But the main thing is to, you know, both these clearings are very, very important. And I'll just talk about the barcode one, the death barcode. You get a free clearing with that, which is the stress one, emotional stress. And normally, you know, these clearings can take a while. It's a minimum of 2 hours per barcode. Most people have three. So that means 2 times 3 is 6 hours on your computer. And it does take a while, but you're doing this for your life, so it's very nice to just sit back and do it. You can move around in your house. You're not glued to the monitor screen. But you do have to come back and change the different healings. So each barcode requires 3 healings. If you feel like you may have more than 3, then you can go ahead and do them. The price is the same on it. And just ask your spirit or use your, intuition to see maybe how much you have. If you do extra ones, it makes, you know, it just will take you longer time, but it won't hurt anything. So I've heard people say they've done all 10 of them. We have 10 listed. You may not need that at all, but, you know, most people have, 80% of the people have 3 of these, okay? And there are people who may have only 2, which isn't too many. But most people have 3. Some may have maybe 4 or 5, so... just kind of use your own intuition. If you do the clearing and all of a sudden you find out maybe in a week or so that you think, gee, I may have one more of these and I didn't do it, just go back in to the site and, you know, you already have the password and username and just do one more of those. It's no problem. So if you do find one coming up or you sense that, because we're using the natal chart at your birth to determine what these particular ones are. The next question might be, well, can the dark side put another one on me? It could be possible, but mainly they're working with your natal chart initially when they planned your whole life for you. So it could be possible, typically not, but it could be. So it all depends how active they are and how much they don't like you. But the main thing is just to get those death barcodes off of you. You're going to feel better. You should feel like you're a little bit younger afterwards. And, you know, your body's going to be much happier. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. Well, that cleared up Everett's question, I believe, because he clarified he was talking about in general. And then you already mentioned that if somebody's doing the 7-generation one, you just let your intuition tell you which one to start with. But you recommended highly the entity clearing, so that's probably a great place for people to start.
Yeah, if you really know who you are, you know, if you feel like you change personalities all the time or you're in a lot of confusion, maybe mental confusion, or you just can't seem to... stay focused, that would probably be entities. So you may want to do the entity clearing. You know, everybody's a little different on, you know, how they're relating to their life. But if you do feel scattered, feel like you don't have anything going for yourself, or that you can't stay focused or have commitments, that's probably entities. So you want to do an entity clearing on yourself. So back to you, Sylvia.
That sounds great. So if people are having kind of a hard time staying in their bodies, you know, and really connecting to their heart center, would that be something too, then, the seven generational entity clearing that you would recommend for that?
Yeah, because that will get rid of the ones that body hopped.
Yeah.
That they could be dormant in you too, waiting to come out at a certain time. Maybe the entities came into you at the age of, say, 65, and you're maybe 45 now. Well, they're not going to be activated in your DNA until you actually hit 65, but you want to get rid of them anyway. Remember, these things are also time-coded. Remember, we're living in a time-based reality, so everything in our life can be time-coded. So you want to make sure that you get rid of these things. And, you know, they may be activated by a certain date. Maybe they came in maybe on your birthday or some type of special event. You know, who knows when, but this is the way they get activated too. So they may be living in you, in dormant, and by doing the clearings, they'll get eliminated from you. So this is kind of the way it works. Everything in the time-based reality here, it is kind of strange as we see time speeding up and slowing down, and this is the way the darkness chooses to work with us. And remember, the darkness is not and has not been created by the light. It's in the you know, the realm of soulless beings, typically. Or they're beings that were created from the light with a spirit or so on their body, and they chose to turn to darkness, much like many people on this planet. So this is what we normally do, is just clear these things out of us so that we can have a better life. And this is the whole process, is to be in the present moment. So when you're in the present moment, you're in your heart. And when you're in your heart, you're out of time. And when you're in time, then you're on that emotional roller coaster ride. And that's the way life is here. So always try to be heart-centered. And you have to drop down yourself. You just can't think it. And with the thoughts in your head will not have you go there. But they may say that you are in your heart. You have to do it manually. So I'll do that for everybody right now. Just take a deep breath. Sit back. Relax. Here we go. Think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead. First floor is your heart. And we'll drop you down into that sacred space. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, you should feel heart-centered, and back to you, Sylvia. And I think I heard maybe a beep there. Does the caller come on?
Yes, hi, Ron. Hi, Sylvia. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Great. Yeah, I just had a comment. Maybe Ron could comment on this also, that it seems that when we have the ability to develop the difference between lightness and darkness and what we were originally and after the healings what we are now, and we can see the more lightness that's come into us from the darkness that dissipated, I think this is a very good thing to review that. But sometimes the densities, entities try to block us out from seeing our progress, and it may be somewhat difficult. But if we get that light to perceive that and know the progress we're making, without being blocked out, is a very wonderful thing to see and experience that. And I'd like to have a little healing on having more awareness for that discernment to come about.
Boy. You answer that one, Sylvia? Then I could elaborate on it a little bit.
Well, as far as, you know, developing discernment, You know, the best thing that I know is just to really connect with your spirit, because your spirit knows. And also being in the present moment and just observing, you know, from a state of neutral, then you're able to actually just observe what's there in front of you without reacting to it, and to discern, you know, whether it's something that you want to, you know, involve yourself with or not, or what's really happening. So any kind of clearings that help to bring you into the present moment, connected with your spirit, and have your emotional densities out of the way so that you're not reacting, that you can stay in neutral, are helpful. So it's just a question of continuing with whatever clearings are going to assist you with that.
I would say just simply more awareness in that area, more perception. And what would Ron call that or identify that as?
Boy, yeah. What I think you're saying is, you know, as you have a clearing and you have more perception, is that kind of what where you're going, Larry, about what
yes,
to do?
Yes, absolutely. And more clear, more defined perception through that spirit of the heart, the way it works, and that light will give us perception and to get more, to take out that density, whatever that is that you can see, that to get that out for a clear perception, I'm saying.
Yeah. That is correct, because you don't really know how bad off you are until you have a clearing.
Uh-huh.
But yes, that is what you know. What these clearings are on here, because you don't know where you're stuck,
mm-hmm.
and that gets to be a problem, because your mind will tell you that you're not stuck. And as you start feeling the results of the clearings, and as you feel your life changing, then you're going to sense and know that you know, something is happening to you, and you feel better.
Yeah, I think you said it too before, Ron, when you said that to heal the thing that I don't know. You know, and if you knew it, you probably wouldn't have it, but along those lines.
Yep, so that's what you want to do is, you know, just kind of look at the clearings. You know, we have quite a few on the website here. You know, I only need one clearing, actually, but, you know, unfortunately, we need more than one. I'd like to just do one, but we're... and such density here that we have to have many different venues and different ways to look at the judgment energies. And they all have headings, and we have invisible bodies that need to be cleared out. And that's kind of the problem that we're dealing with, is everybody has different situations. Some people have common ones naturally. But the most of the problems that we have is where our bodies are stuck. Remember, we lived lifetimes genetically for a long, long time here, and probably every issue that everybody else has had that you see in this lifetime, you probably have dealt with it yourself. And you don't have to want to or you know, try to re-experience that. Some of the religious beliefs, I think the Buddhists believe that you have your problems in this lifetime, you know, which is your reincarnation. But I believe what they believe is that you must embrace your situation and understand it fully so you don't have to repeat it again. Well, that sort of makes sense on the mind energy. With source energy, they don't care what your situation is, because you just created something and they can just take it away.
Right.
So you don't have to understand how and why. And just think how many thoughts you have in this lifetime. You're going to go through and jot them down, you know, minute by minute after you die, and to see where you got separated in judgment from divine source energy, which is non-judgment, you know, how long was that going to take you, you know, and then to try to figure the thing out? I mean, you'd be there forever.
Yeah, you'd get restuck all over again, I guess. I see what you're saying. I guess if you just ask the light to take it away, even though you don't understand, just take it away, it'd be more clear in that area.
Yep, so you just want to get cleared out, and when you get cleared out, then... you know, like the old song, you know, walk away, Renee, you know, just walk away from it. You get it cleared and it's done.
Right.
And from there you move on. There's no need whatsoever to have to harm your physical body, because you're harming your body by not having clearings. Even if you have a strict release system, you know, of the Buddhist faith will say that you must understand and analyze and figure out why this is happening to you. You want to embrace it. You want to live with it. You want to have it in your life till you figure it out. Well, just think how much harm you're causing your physical body. You know, you have to have respect for your body. Your body doesn't want to suffer with this situation over and over and over again. So get the clearing. It's removed from you instantly and move on with your life. You know, why should you be here in misery trying to figure something out and harm your body? Because you're killing your body by doing this. So that's what I'll say, you know, with that type of teaching. I think it probably got skewed a little bit through the translations or something, because since Buddha was from the light ship, I'm sure that's not exactly what he was talking about. But not sure the dark side comes in and changes a few words now and then. And, you know, why not, you know, include that suffering back into your life? You know, I would say the reason why you're suffering is from the past, and get it out of your life, do the clearing. So this is how I would look at that and view it, because we already know that we're suffering here. So get it out. So back to you, Sylvia, and thank you for calling, Larry.
Thank you.
Thank you, Larry. And we have a little bit of time left, so we could take one more caller if anybody would like to call in. And the number is 888-815-9756. And let's see, we have Siri on the fast chat asking, and this is, Ron, a question about the seven generational clearings, and the question is, do we just choose one area to clear on the seven generational or more than one issue?
Normally you just pick an issue that you're dealing with, and that issue will tend to get eliminated. So if you're looking at the addiction one, there's a lot of addictions. You may want to specify that. And do that. And I would say if you get in that clearing and you have a couple of them, just add one at a time and do it. It may take a little bit of time to do that, but, you know, you can't put more than one of those in there, you know. That's okay to do. That's probably what you're looking at. You may have issues here and there, but mainly most of the clearings are like the basic general ones, where you don't have an exact issue that you have to deal with. It's just an overall clearing. But if you do want to zero in on something, then definitely add it. And then our new page will be coming up maybe within a few weeks, I'm hoping, which will also help you out with basic clearings too, where we can hone in right into the DNA. And it'll be a sample clearing of like a lot of the smaller ones to get you out of a situation. So that'll be coming up too.
Okay,
back to you, Sylvia.
So let me just give everyone the web address for the new page again in case you didn't get it earlier, so you can write it down and you can go look at it. So it's www.creationlightship.com/7, S-E-V-E-N, and then G-E-N-S, which is short for generations, and then dot, and then PHP. So www.creationlightship.com/7gens.php. Okay, and so let me see what we have on the fast chat. We have a request for, let's see, a clearing sample having to do with being neglected or ignored.
Okay, so we'll just take this as a heading here of a clearing. And here we go. So let's do, that could be abandonment. Maybe that could be underneath the title of abandonment. What do you think, Sylvia?
Well, I think we did abandonment earlier. We did heartbreak and abandonment, I believe.
Okay,
so,
okay, okay, so which one do you want to do first, then, on the clearing?
Neglect.
Neglect, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. So an issue that you're dealing with, since it's brought up, you may have one that's come forth in the last week or so here. So just think of something. We'll clear it. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's cleared. And now we'll just do a general clearing here. For that issue for the last 5 days. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, what's the next one, Sylvia, that you'd like to have me clear?
The request was being clearing for being ignored.
Okay, so think of an issue or time when you had that happen to you. And here we go. So we're going to clear that one issue, that one event. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we'll do the last 5 days. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay. Ooh, Sylvia?
Okay, well, this is a nice request from Donnie here. And the request is if you could bring in the energy of Saint Germain from the light ship.
Okay, so I'll do it two ways, as people kind of like. We'll bring in the regular energy that the that people use here without knowing about the light ship. This is when you bring in the energy not being heart-centered, okay, and doing that from your heart. So let's bring that in. This is what everybody's probably used to. And if you don't want to have this done, you don't have to, okay? But for the curious people who have been using maybe Saint Germain, maybe they're been using it for maybe the last 20, 30 years, maybe you're an I Am student, I Am church person, and they use Saint Germain, and maybe you're not using that energy from your heart. So here we go. Remember, Saint Germain is known for the violet flame. So here we go. Here comes his energy from that system there. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. Oh, you can feel the energy now. This is from the mind energy, the light of the darkness. And now we're going to bring in the energy of Saint Germain from your heart, which will be source energy from the light ship. So here he comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, just kind of sit back and draw this energy now, and I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Oh, that's a very, very interesting way to feel the difference, isn't it? You know, between energy coming in kind of to your head or to your heart. So that's wonderful. So let's see, we have Marcy on the line, and she's asking, is there an energy that could help us sleep better?
Yeah, I would say sleeping, typically, if you're not sleeping, you're either going into parallel lifetimes, that could be one thing, or it could be alien attack stuff. So, I can bring in an energy right now for those who would like to go to sleep. We can bring in some nice peace energy. That would help you. So moving that in if you wish to go to sleep. If not, if you feel like you're awakened at night, you know, then you want to do the alien attack removal. For most people, they feel pinpricks in their feet. So here we go. So stronger, stronger, stronger. Here comes peace energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you all want to get a glass of water quickly, we'll just energize that so you can have nice, peaceful rest, too. So we probably have a minute to go here. We got on a little bit late. So everybody get a glass of water quickly. And if you're getting it now, we'll just activate it. Put your hands on it. Hold it for about maybe 2 minutes here. And we'll bring in some nice energy for you in the water. So we'll bring in the dolphin energy. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so this is Ron Amatron, Creation Lightship Healing. Today's Wednesday. Our next show is on Friday. And it's the same basic time, but we're on station 2. So we're 5 minutes earlier, in fact. But station 2 on Friday, so hope to see you all there. And we'll see you later, everybody. So thanks for coming on. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, I'll just mention really briefly for those that may have come on late and want to mark your calendars some of the upcoming dates that you'll want to find out about. That is April 17th, which is the 4-hour Ascension Preparation Conference Call Healing Session on the Lightship. Amazing 3 hours of Lightship healing and Ascension Preparation, followed by the final hour, which continues with the healing but also activates 7 containers of water for you for the upcoming week with the light codes individually for each person, what their body needs for the upcoming week. And then 8-hour intensive healing sessions on April 18th, April 25th, and May 2nd. Those are 3 consecutive Sundays. And you can find out about that on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. So good night, everyone. We'll see you Wednesday. We'll see you on Friday. Many blessings. Stay heart-centered, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Okay. See you later, everybody.